کسی کوه از بیرون سوی در. چون گزیدی پیر نازک دل مباش، سست و ریزیده چو آب و گل مباش. گر به هر زخمی تو پرکینه شوی، از کجا بی سیغل آمانه شوی. Listen to this story. این حکایت بشنو از صاحب بیان در طریق و عادت قزوینیان. بر تن و دست و کتف ها بیگزن، از سر سوزن کمودی ها زن. سوی دلاکی بشد قزوینه ای که کمودم زن بکن شیرینه ای. گفت چه صورت زنم ای پهلوان؟ گفت برزن صورت شیر جیان. تاولم شیر هست نقش شیر زن، جهد کن رنگ کمودی سیر زن. گفت بر چه موزد صورت زنم؟ گفت بر شامگم زنم. چون که او سوزن فرو بردن گرفت، درد آن در شانگه مسکن گرفت. پهلوان در ناله آمد که ای سنی، من مرا کشتی چه صورت میزنی؟ گفت آخر شیر فرمودی مرا. گفت از چند آن کردی ابتدا؟ گفت از دمگاه آغازیدم. گفت دم بگذار ای دو دیدم، از دم و دمگاه شیرم دم گرفت. دمگه او دمگه هم محکم گرفت، جانب دیگر گرفتن شهست در. بیمهابا و بیمواسا بیزه رفت، بام کردون کین چند دام است از رو؟ گفت این گوش است ای مرد نکو. گفت تا گوشش نباشد ای حکیم، گوش را بگذار و کوته کن گلیم. جانب دیگر خلش آغاز کرد، باز قزوینی فقان را ساز کرد که این سوم جانب چند دام است نیز. گفت این از اشکم شیره عزیز، گفت تا اشکم نباشد شیر را، گشت افزون درد کم زن زخت ها. شیره شد در لاکو از حیران بماند، تا به دیر انگوشت در دندان بماند. بر زمین زد سوزن از خشم استاد، گفت در عالم کسی را این فتاد؟ شیر بی دم و سر و اشکم که دید؟ این چنین شیری خدا خود نافرید. ای برادر صبر کن بر درد نیش، تا رهی از نیش نفس گبر خیش. کن روحی که رهیدند از وجود، چرخ و مهر و ماهشان آرد سجود. هر که مردن در تن او نفس گبر، من برا فرمان برد خورشید و عرب. چون دلش آموخت شم افروختن، آفتاب او را نیارد سوختن. گفت هم در آفتاب منتجم، ذکر تزاور کذا ان کهفه هم. خار جمله لطف چون گل می شود، پیش جزوی کوسوی کل می رود. چیست تعظیم خدا افراشتن؟ پیشتن را خار و خاکی داشتن. چیست توحید خدا آموختن؟ خیشتن را پیش واحد سوختن. گر همی خواهی که بفروزی چو روز، هستی همچون شب خود را بسوز. هستیت در هست آن هستی نواز، همچون مس در کیمیا اندر گداز. در من و ما سخت کردستی تو دست، هست این جمله خرابی از دو هست. Inshallah, we will reach the state of one existence from the duality of two existence. Okay, another thing.
Can you talk about translation?
Do we need this for that session? Who's there? Only a sleeping guy and a silly couple.
A newly married couple.
That's the point.
Yes.
Silly, isn't it?
Hafiz and Mira.
Anyhow, okay, yes. The subject we wanted to talk is about the translation. First, I want to hear from you, because as you may already know, personally, I disqualify myself to have a sharp opinion about this. because translation of Masnavi to another language, no other world language, and no matter how it's done, it doesn't do it for me. Because I'm too familiar with that one. I have spent a long time to painstakingly really dig out the different possible meanings in this language. And I know something for sure, that the text could be translated, but poem could never be translated, because poem is not a text, it's a special kind of text, which uses the most famous technique I know about the poem, poetry, is playing with the words. That's what it is. To interchange the words and use the dimension of, mainly use the imagination to expand the meaning of the word. This is what poetry means to me. Therefore, from early ages I learned that I will enjoy reading the poetry in other languages, but I always knew that something is missing and could not be replaced. Because when you're talking about native language, you're talking about a level of understanding which is not conscious. It's almost subconsciously. You will understand the way a poet is playing with the words and playing with your mind. All of you, you know how I look at the poetry, and what was the first rule of the poetic language?
The most obvious meaning is this, but the more meant.
You see? The most obvious meaning of a word is not what the poet means. Means you're eliminating the routine over there. When you're facing poetry, you're facing a very delightful and artistic playing with words, which is deep down in the culture. This could not be translated, because translation is to replace one word with the other word. You see what happens here? Replacement. Replacement of what? That word in the original language carries different levels of meaning. The most obvious one you will find in the dictionary. So when you're translating, you replace this one with that one. And this won't do at all. This will give me the thing that the poet didn't mean it to. The poet decided that here I want to use the word coffee, because he was telling a story in Persian language, and he used the word coffee. This should be translated to what? To coffee in English, right? But in Persian, coffee means enough. Where is that? He used the word because he wanted to trick my mind to think about sufficient stuff. And that is not translatable. I read the translation of a lot of masterpieces because of one of my hobbies. I read all the stuff about Shakespeare. But I always knew that something is missing there. By chance, I found a piece. A master translated a piece of Shakespearean poetry to Persian language. Not Persian language. To a very, remotely used form of poetry in Persian language. We call it Bahr-e Tabil, means a very long sea or a long ocean, because it could go on and on and on with a very special musicality. By chance, one of these masters happened to translate that part, to be or not to be. That is the question. And if I read it in Persian, you will understand that I'm reading a poetry. Because there is a hidden rhyme in it, and musicality, and he was the master, so he chose the archaic words that will intrigue your imagination, in a way. Because that's what the poetry means. When you're reading a text, you're supposed to understand what the text is saying. When you're reading a poem, you are supposed to understand what the poet meant. What the poet wanted to say, but he couldn't. So he distorted the language and brought in the help of the musicality and all the illusions to convey a message. Is this translatable? No. But is this translatable? Yes, to a degree. There is a degree in this, and I have a lot of problem with that degree when it comes in the situation like this, that an English-speaking guy is translating Rumi to English. And this has been done before. Nicholson did it, and the Nicholson version of the Persian Masnavi is one of the best in Persian language. So now you're facing a new one. That's why I'm all ears. I want to know, what do you get from this translation? Who wants to begin? Yes?
I've read this, and I've never read it. You know, I've read the words, you know, I've gotten the stories, I've gotten the sense of what it is, and I felt the import, but having you translate that and bring that to us, it's been like a holographic magnifying glass. It's really been able to bring that hall, that reality out of it. I can read this at home and I get nothing to the level of what I've got here. And, regardless of whatever language, I feel like there's a transmission coming through this. This has been very powerful. We drive up from Seattle. It's worth something.
Oh, I had to explain that. Sorry. I didn't know that. I thought everybody knows. There is this guy, a British guy, who has translated the first book of Masnavi and who has given a lecture here a couple of days ago. Okay? And I was asked about the differences, because this is another translation. Thank you. And I will tell you what I thought about it. The point is, this fellow who has translated the volume 1 had a contract with a company, a publisher, and everything is done, this is out. He intends to go on and translate the rest of Masnavi. Okay. Some of the people here, when they heard about him, they liked the idea and they thought maybe we could help him. They asked about my opinion about this. Last time I said, I have to listen to these fellow who know English to have a better idea about this. This is the subject I'm talking about. The guy has translated this. So let's first hear it from the people who were here who listened to him.
Well, yes. I wasn't here. I did listen to it, and I wanted to reread the introduction to hear what he had to say, because I don't have access. I didn't record it. But it was very interesting in the introduction. I took a look at it last weekend at Janet, and where he talked about the voice, the author's voice, and how it changes, and showed how it changed. And you tell us. And it's very valuable to just to hear it from a different way. It's a lot of it's what you've been saying, but it's
Let me make it a little bit narrower, the question. You read the